We like to think of childhood as a time of innocence, but an Irish sociologist reports that 3-year-old children are old enough to learn prejudice. Paul Connolly and other researchers at the University of Ulster studied children in Northern Ireland, where Catholics and Protestants have battled for generations. They conclude that children absorb their parents' biases almost as soon as they can talk. Paul Connolly joins us now from Belfast. Mr. Connolly, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Hello.
What prompted you to study this particular aspect of childhood in Northern Ireland?
Well, for a long time here in Northern Ireland, we've had anecdotal evidence of people working with young children saying that already by the time the children just start preschool, they're already exhibiting prejudices and negative attitudes towards each other. What we wanted to do is to just have a baseline piece of research to understand, are children prejudiced at this age, and if so, in what ways?
And these are two highly segregated communities, are they not?
They are. The basic picture here in Northern Ireland is you have two main groups, Protestants who want to remain part of Britain, the United Kingdom, and Catholics that would like Northern Ireland to be part of the United Ireland. What you have today is that 75% of people live in either a Catholic or a Protestant area, so they live in segregated ways. In terms of schooling, 96%, nearly all children go to either a Catholic or a Protestant school. So in many ways, whether it's education, where people live, their social activities, people live in segregation.
Now, you studied children aged 3 to 6. How do you tell if they're prejudiced?
What we tried to do is to let children speak for themselves. So we chose 352 children randomly across Northern Ireland. And for each one, we showed them a whole range of different things, pictures of orange marches, of Irish dances, of various things that they would see around here in Northern Ireland.
Before we continue, I want to ask you about the significance of the things you just mentioned. You said orange marches. These are Protestant groups marching through Northern Ireland.
Well, in terms of orange marches, that's where Protestants, as part of their tradition, to march. Orange Order is a religious order, which is a Protestant order. And for centuries now, they've marched at various times of the year. And there's been a conflict more recently where the Catholic community has said enough's enough, we don't want orange men walking through our areas.
Irish dancing?
It's a cultural activity which is associated mainly with the Catholic community. Things like language, Irish language, various parts of Irish culture, music and dancing would be all symbols which traditionally have been associated with the Catholic community. And we showed them a whole range of things. That was just one thing we showed them. We showed them different flags, the Irish tricolour flag and the British Union Jack, pictures of police Land Rovers. And interestingly, at the age of 3, Catholic children were twice as likely to say they didn't like the police than Protestant children, which is a significant finding because the police force here has always been seen as a Protestant police force there to maintain the dominance of Protestants over Catholics. Also, Catholic children were much more likely to say they didn't like orange marches than Protestant children. And also, at the age of 3, Catholics went for the Irish tricolour flag and Protestants went for the British Union Jack. So at a very early age, they're already picking up the habits, the cultural habits of their families and communities. And what we found beyond that was really by the ages of 5 and 6, they were much more likely to identify with one community or the other, to see themselves actually as Catholic or Protestant. And by the age of 6, 1 in 5 children actually made what we call sectarian statements, negative statements about the other side.
Let me read a couple of those statements. I'm looking at a copy of your study here, Paul Connolly. There's a Catholic girl aged 6 who said, among other things, they're Protestants and they're bad because they want to kill Catholics.
Yep.
There's a Protestant girl age 4 here who says Catholics are the same as masked men. They smash windows.
Those types of negative statements were less likely to be found amongst the 3- and 4-year-olds. But the other interesting fact is that the prejudice jumped up at the ages of 5 and 6, and that's the first 2 years of compulsory schooling here in Northern Ireland. And remember that 96% of schools are either Catholic or Protestant. And what we argue really is that schools indirectly, by virtue of being segregated, encourage this type of stereotyping and ignorance.
I'm also curious to learn if you found any difference between the biases of Catholics and Protestants, since each group is clearly in a different situation in Northern Ireland.
Interestingly, we found that there were no overall differences, that Catholic children were as likely to be prejudiced as Protestant children. What we found, the differences we did find, was in terms of gender, that boys were much more likely to make negative comments than girls, and also in terms of social class, that children from sort of manual working class backgrounds were more likely to make negative sectarian comments than those from middle class backgrounds. Our argument really in this whole study is that if we're going to do something positive to try and change attitudes, we need to be doing it in the preschool age, because by the time they're 10 or 11, my view is that their attitudes are already set in stone. You're going to have a very difficult time trying to change people's awareness and so on. We need to get there much younger.
What can you do for them at an earlier age?
Well, what we argue in the report is that if this is a very formative time in the early years when children are picking up these attitudes, then we must try and make sure that they have a broader curriculum, that they're able to experience a whole range of different cultures and traditions. They don't just fall into this sort of straitjacket of just preferring their own symbols and so on and not ever understanding or experiencing anybody else's. They need to understand not just that there are Catholics and Protestants, but also we have Chinese people here, Asian people, black people, and understand that life is much more diverse and to be celebrated. And we can do that in the early years through nursery and preschool. And certainly by the age of 5 and 6, from our interviews, they're also competent enough to be able to at least start talking about their prejudices, get them to think about and to understand that actually some of the things they're saying are wrong and they affect people in bad ways. And children are able to respond positively to that type of approach.
Dr. Paul Connolly is a senior lecturer in sociology at the University of Ulster in Belfast. Dr. Connolly, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.